Last time we started discussing the Mishnah Makis on Daf Hei Amud Beis, which is quoted by the Gemara here on Daf Ches Amud Aleph. The Gemara on Daf Ches and Daf Ches is trying to explain the Machlokas Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim in the Mishnah. The Machlokas Tanaim in the Mishnah, whether the Dini Mamanus and Motzi Shemer requires the Bezin of Esim of Shlosha, or it's enough to have a Bezin of Shlosha. So on Daf Ches Amud Aleph, the Gemara suggests maybe Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim are arguing about the Machlokas Rabbi Yossi and Rebbe Aliba de Rebbe Akiva. The Kiva says that in Nimsechemem Karva Pasla Yusim Betela, if you have a cat of Eidim, more than two Eidim, even if it's more than two Eidim, if one of them is a Karva Pasla, then the whole cat is bottom. So Rabbi Yossi and Rebbe have a machlokas whether this is true even by Dinim Amanus or is it only by Dinim Nefashos. But they all agree that by Dinim Nefashos, the Karva Pasla will be Mevatel the cat. But they argue, even within Dinim Nefashos, is that true? Will the Karva Pasla be Mevatel the cat even if he's not Masra the Baal Dover? He's not Masra the Nido? The other two Eidim gave the Hasra, but he wasn't Masra. Now do we say no, that even if he's not Masra, he'll be Mevatel the cat? Rebbe says, the only Eidim who are going to be Mevatel the cat if they're Krovim or Psulim is if they're Masra, if they're not only Meskavim Lahoy, but they're actually Masra the Nido. So Biosi says no. That even if Lo Hisubahem, he doesn't say Beferish, but that's how Rashi understands him. We'll see, not everyone agrees with that, but that's Rashi's understanding. The Biosi says that even if he's not Master, if he's a Karv Apostle, he'll be Mevatel the Kat. So comes Rashi on the Testament base and explains that that's the Machlokas, Rabbi Meir and the Rabbanah. Right? We're talking about a case where the Edim, where there is a Karv Apostle within the Kat of Edim, and that Karv Apostle was not Master the Isha. There's a Kat of Edim that claimed that they were Masra, that they testified about this woman that she was Mezana. It's Motzi Shema. So there's a Kat of Edim that claim that they saw this woman being Mezana, but one of the Edim is a Karav Apostle. But that one Edim who was a Karav Apostle was not Masra the Nidam. He wasn't Masra the woman. So it's Machlokas Tanoim whether we'll say Nim Sechemem Karav Apostle Edusim Betela in such a case. Rabbi Meir Paskins like whom? Rabbi Yossi, he assumes that you can say Nimsechem a Karv Apostle Edusim Betela even without Hasra. So the Kat is Botel because one of them is a Karv Apostle even though he wasn't Master. If the Kat is Botel, then we're not afraid that this case of Motzi Shemer is going to be used to Dina Nefashos. There is no Dina Nefashos over here because the Kat is Botel. And the Chachamim Paskin like whom? Like Rebbe, that Nimsechem a Karv Apostle Edusim Betela by Dina Nefashos only if his Subahem, and since the Karv Apostle over here was not Masra, so is the Kat bottle or is it not bottle? What's the answer? Is the Kat bottle or not bottle according to Rebbe? No, the Kat is not going to be bottle. So if the Kat is not bottle, we're afraid it will lead to Dina Nefashos. Right? We're afraid of lies, we're afraid it will lead to Dina Nefashos. So even the moment of Simoti Shemer requires the Bezin of Esim Mishlosha. And that's how the Gemara was explained. We started discussing this Mishnah. Mishnah quotes Rebbe Akiva. Rebbe Akiva is the Mara, the Shmaitz of Nimsechemem Karv Apostle Edusim Betela. But that's only the second halacha that he says. Rebbe Akiva's first halacha is Labosh Lishi Ela Lahachmer Alav. What's Rebbe Akiva going on? So Tosus says, Ad Reb Shimon Koy. Reb Shimon has an earlier sheet in the Mishnah. Reb Shimon says that the Hekesh of Shnayim Ushlosha, Al Pishnayim Edim Ushlosha Edim Yimas Ameis. Why does the Torah have to say Shlosha if it already says Shnayim? Just like you can't have Edim Zomim, let's say there are two Edim. So you can't call either one of them an Edim Zomim and punish them unless both of them become Edim Zomim. You need at least two. So just like by Shnayim, you need them all to be Zomimim, so too Shlosha. Well, Maka Shlosha L'Shnayim, so too by Shlosha, they all have to be Zomim in order for any of them to be Zomim. So Shimon Shita. Right, Eino Eidim Nasin Zomim Machi Zomakulam. A hekesh of Shnayim L'Shlosh. Comes Rebbe Akiva and says, no, Lo Bosh Lishi Ela L'Hachmer Alav Lasos Dino Kiyotze Be'elam. Rebbe Akiva says that the hekesh of Shnayim L'Shlosh is teaching me two other halachas. One is that Ona Shakotze V'Sanitba La'Ovre Aver Ko'Ovre Aver, that the third aid, even though we don't need him, he's a Nitba La'Ovre Aver, as Rashi explains, we don't need his aidus. Since we already have two Edim that are testifying about the Nidam, we don't need the Edus of the third individual. But the Pasuk punishes him as well. Just like both Edim, if it's Shnai and both Edim are going to be punished if they're Edim Zomim, so too if they're Shlosha, even though we don't need the third guy, we don't need the third aid, He's only nitbala over avera. He's secondary. He's attached to the avera, but his edus is not really necessary. Here's the lashon of Rashi. Lama nemar oshlosha edim ela lahachmer lav liten chomer beedei sheker sheshlishi zeh alav bishaloi zeh nidon al piv lemisa. The nidon is not nidon al piv lemisa. The nidon is not nidon al pi hashlishi lemisa. Shari b'shnayim shehidu tchila nami haya nidon. The two are enough. We don't need a third one. Nevertheless, the Torah punishes him too. That's the first din Rebbe Akiva learns from the hekesh of shnayim shloshim. And the second halacha is that nimtzachem im karav apostle dusim b'teila. Just like by shnayim, if one is a karav apostle dusim b'teila, because then you don't have two edim. So too by shlosha, even though you do have two edim, you could do whatever you have to do with the two. It's a gzeras hakasa that we'll make shlosha l'shnayim, that nimtzachem im karav apostle even by shlosha dusim b'teila. Okay. So we have three halachas that we're working with in the Mishnah. Reb Shimon's one halacha that ain't edim nasim zomim achi zomim kula, and Rav Akiva's two halachas. First of all, that onash hakosav es hanitpal ovri aver, and secondly, that nimtzach hamim kol apostel yedusim b'teila. So the question is, does Rav Shimon agree to Rav Akiva? Does Rav Akiva agree to Rav Shimon? Or do we say that the argument akotzel akotze, they argue from one extreme to the other? Are they agreeing completely with each other, or do both agree fundamentally with all of the three halachas? Maybe they argue in detail, but they agree fundamentally with all of the halachas. That's the shaila that the Rishonim raise. So regarding the first shaila, does Rabbi Akiva agree to Rabbi Shimon? So that we mentioned, that's the machlokas Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi and Makkos and Tosfos here. Rashi says he thinks Rabbi Akiva does agree to Rabbi Shimon, but not because of the hekesh of Shnayim Shlosha. He doesn't need the hekesh of Shnayim Shlosha for that halacha. That's why he has to be mecharish to other halachas. So why does Rabbi Akiva agree to Rabbi Shimon? He agrees that ain't even asin zomach yizom akulam. Based on what? So he said, based on a different pasuk. The pasuk says, "Vine eid sheker ha'ed." That means eid sheker, the aid, the cut of aid, not the one aid, but ha'ed means the cut of aid, and the two aidim are aidei sheker. They're established as aidim zomim. So then we do kasher zomim to them. So it sounds like the whole aid has to be an aid sheker. The whole cut has to be an aid sheker. So after Bakiva, that's the reason why ein aidim nasin zomim achi zomakula. I don't need the hekesh of shnayim or shlosh over here. I have a different pasuk to tell me that unless the entire aid, unless the entire kat of aidim, or aidim shakranim, or aidim zomim, then no one is an aid zomim. No one's going to be established as an aid zomim. No one's going to be punished. Okay, that's Rashi's shita. And Tosis says no. Rabbi Akiva might argue with Rabbi Shimon. He might say that you don't need them all to be zomim in order for anyone to be a zomim. No, as long as you have two. If zomimu lasos, they were zomim lahanish es anidon, maybe that's enough. The rotzon to give a punishment to the nidon is enough to be machayev the two, even if you don't have the whole kat. Even if you don't have the whole kat, maybe taka it's enough. Maybe he taka argues against Rav Shimon and he denies that ein aidim nasin zomim achi zomakula. But Kiva might hold that you can make them aidim zomim even if the whole kat is not aidim zomim. Okay, that's one issue. But then there's the other side. Does Rav Shimon agree to Rav Akiva or not? Would he say that ona shakosu v'sanipala over aver kovre avera and nimsechem em kovre pasle dusim v'teila? Does he say, no, I only hold the veino eidim nasin zomach yizomakulam, but I deny your two halachas? That's the shaila that we have to address. So comes around and says, Rav Shimon agrees to everything. Not only did he say his halacha, he agrees to Rav Akiva's halachas too. Why is that? Why would I assume Rav Shimon agrees to Rav Akiva? So Zok Duran, well, it's really basically the same Yisod. Rav Shimon's din, that Eino Eidim Nasin Zom Achi Zom Akulam, what's that based on? The Hekesh of Shnayim L'Shlosha. So what are you basically saying? You're saying that the Shlishi is part of the Kat. He's part of the group. Even though he's not necessary, he's only Nitva La'Ovri Avera. His Eidus is not necessary to accomplish what you want to accomplish. Because Shnayim is sufficient. But al pidin, we treat him as part of the kat, and that's why ena edim nasin zomim achi zomakula. It's Rav Shimon shita. Says Dr. Ran lechora lichten dem verte. Right, lying in that drasha is the other two halachas too. Right, the din that onash hakosav es hanipel over aver kovre aver, and nim tzachemem kavapas leidusim b'teila. Kevin the makish gimel lebeis zachanami is leila kushe shnayim legimel shem nim tzachemem kavapas leidusim b'teila. Chor, you should be makish for that. Not only for that, but for the onish too, that the third one is going to be nenash because he's part of the kat. That's how the Ran understands Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon holds of all three halachas because they're all based on the same yesod. That there's a hekesh of shlosh l'shnayim, so the shlishi is part of the kat. If the shlishi is part of the kat, there are three nafkamina. There are nafkamina l'kula, l'chumra, right? There are some l'chumra and some l'kula. Let's get all the three halachas on the board. Shimon's din is Eina Eidim. Well, let's just summarize. Achi Zomukula. You all have to be Eidim Zomumin in order for any of them to be Eidim Zomumin. The Kivas Halachis are what? First of all, Onash Hakosaras Ashlishi. He also gets punished. And secondly, din number one is cooler, really, if you think about it. Achi zama cooler. No one can become Eidim Zama until they all become Eidim Zama. Din number two, Anash HaKasav Es HaShlishi, that's a chumra. Then number three, Nimsecha and Krav Apostle Yusim Betela, that's a kula. So there are some kulas, some chumras. Reb Shimon might say, but I learn all of them from the Hekesh of Shnayim L'Shlosha. Because the Hekesh is telling me that the Shlishi is part of the Kat. So if he's part of the Kat, then Bein L'Kula, Bein L'Chumra, he's part of that Kat. Comes the Ran and quotes Rabbeinu Shmuel Halevi, in the Gilyan, in the Chidush Ran, who argues, and he says, no, Reb Shimon might hold that I learn one halacha from the Hekesh Hushnayim L'Shlosha. He doesn't learn Rebbe Akiva's halachas from the Hekesh. Let's see this inside in the Chidush Ran. Ein midivrei Rashi zal raya, he says on the Gilyan. This is not the Ran, this is Rabbeinu Shmuel Halevi. Right? It's going to argue with the Ran, it's not the same as the Ran. Ein midivrei Rashi zal raya, the avagav de Rebbe Akiva lo polega Reb Shimon, even if you'll say Rebbe Akiva agrees to Reb Shimon, Abu Reb Shimon, Efshad the less like Chumer de Reb Akiva. Maybe Reb Shimon argues against Reb Akiva. Why? Why would he argue? Choritz all based on the same yesod that the shlishi is part of the kat. No, Zok de Rabbeinu Shmuel, the kevan the eight zomim chiddush. Since the whole din of eight zomim is a chiddush, why? If the eidim are only makrishim zezeh, if there's another kat that says, look, we don't know where you were, but this eidus camp didn't take place. You claim that Reuven killed Shimon. It's poshut not true. Reuven was with us. Those are Edim Makhishim Zuazu. The Edus, the two Edios, the two Kitos are Makhish each other in the Gufa Edus. So then we just throw out the whole testimony. We don't punish anyone. If they Makhish each other, they contradict each other, then we can't accept either one because they're both Nema. Edim Zomim means not that there's Akosha in the Gufa Edus, there's Akosha in the Edim. But the second cut says, we don't know anything about the Eidus, but you can't testify about the Eidus because you were with us. Hakchosh and the Gufa Eidim. So the Chiddush HaTorah is that if the second cut testifies about the Gufa Eidim, the second cut is Neman. Because the first cut is not Neman to testify about themselves. The second cut is testifying about the Gufa Eidim, then we trust the second cut. That's a Chiddush. My chos is the Samka Sahani, Smocha Hani. Why should I rely on these? I rely on those. Why trust the second cut? Let's trust the first cut. So you could say, well, it's a svara. The second cut is made on the Gufa Eidim, so you can't trust the first cut. But at first glance, it's still a chiddush. We're going to punish the first cut. Asisim l'kasha zaman, because we trust the second cut. Why trust the second cut more than the first cut? The whole thing is a chiddush. Kevan de'et zomim chiddush, ein l'chabo el chidusha. Reb Shimon will say, since eight zomim is a chiddush, I can't expand this chiddush. It's a limited chiddush. So only the two can be punished because they're the Iker Ha'edus. Reb Shimon's halacha that ain't Eidim Nasan Zoma Chi Zoma Kulam. Is that a Chumra or a Kula? That's a Kula. Reb Shimon says, Eid Zomim Chidishu. So I will apply the Hekesh of Shnayim Ushlosha to teach me a Kula. I'll apply the Hekesh of Shnayim Ushlosha to limit the halacha of Edom Zomim. To be mekel, but not to be machmer, to expand the halacha, to say that the halacha of Edom Zomim is mechayev even the shlishi. That's a chumra. What gives you the right to do that? If Edom Zomim chidushu, you shouldn't expand the halacha of Edom Zomim, you should limit it. So I'm not going to agree that the shlishi is nenash, because I can't expand the din of Edom Zomim. He's not part of the Iker Edus, not part of the Iker Kat. He's only nitpal to the Kat, so we can't punish him. It's Reb Shimon's svar. How about the third halacha? V'dinan le'inyan psulha edim aksherim lo mistabele v'Reb Shimon shetizvata kol ha'edus. Reb Shimon says, I don't think that nimtzach ramkav apas le'edus and v'teila should apply to the whole edus, to even to the shlishi. If he's not necessary, if he's not part of the Iker Kat, so then why should he be considered part of the Kat? Why should he be considered part of the Kat? I only use the Hekesh of Shnayim Ushlosha to limit the din of Eid Zomim. It's a Gzeres HaKosa. Since Eid Zomim Chidushu, the Hekesh of Shnayim Ushlosha limits the din of Eidim Zomim. That's it. It's not going to expand the rule of Eidim Zomim because the Shlishi is not part of the Ikar HaKat. And it's not going to tell me that if the Shlishi is a Karav Apostle, he can be Mevatel the Kat, because if he's not part of the Ikar HaKat, then why should Shnayim Ushlosha make him part of the Ikar HaKat? The only din that I'm going to take to make Shlishi the part of the Ikar HaKat is Lakula, to limit the din of Edom Zomim, because Edom Zomim Chidushu. That's the Rabbeinu Shmuel HaLevi. Reb Shimon argues against Reb Akiva, and he says that only the first halacha is going to apply because Edom Zomim Chidushu, not the other two halachas. Okay, questions? What is Reb Akiva going to respond? Reb Akiva sovereign to Mishum Nitbal Yesh L'Hachmar Olav. Zot Reb Shmuel, Reb Akiva holds, since he's Nitbal over in Averu, we're going to be Machmar him. What does that mean? Reb Akiva claims that the Shlishi, the Nitbal over in Averu, is Ka over in Averu. What is he responding? Reb Shimon holds that the Nitbal is not part of the Iker Edus, so therefore, he's not going to be Mevatel the Kat, and we're not going to punish him. Reb Akiva says, no. Since he's Nitba, we're going to punish him. Why? What is he saying? Reb Akiva's halacha, that the Nitba la over yaver is ka over yaver. What does that mean? What is that telling us? The edus of the shlishi is not necessary, but because he's Nitba la over yaver, we're going to punish him too. So one way to look at it is maybe all that Reb Akiva is telling us is that even though the individual is not part of the Iker edus, because he's Nitba la over yaver, we're going to punish him anyway. That's the Chiddush HaTorah, that the Nipple of Ovri Avera is punished like the Ovri Avera, even though he's not part of the Kat. That's what you could say. Other way to say it is that maybe Rebbe Kiva's Chiddush is that since he's Nipple of Ovri Avera, it's a Gzeres HaKosov that he's treated like part of the Kat. Even though his Eidus is not necessary, as Rashi says, he's only a Nitpal, he's secondary to the Kat. I could really live without him, I'll have a full Kat without him, I have two Eidim. So he's really not necessary. The Hekesh of Shnayim L'Shlosha might tell me that Alpidin, since he's Nitbal, since he's connected, he's attached to the Kat, Alpidin is treated like the Kat. If he's treated like the Kat, so then he's going to be punished like the Kat. Right? So there are two ways to learn this halacha. Reb Akiva says that the Nitbal over Yaver is punished. So why is he punished? Is he punished because of Gzeres HaKosav, that even though he's not part of the Kat, since he's Nitbal to the Kat, so we're going to punish him too? Or is the pshat know that since he's nitbala over avera, the pasuk treats him like he's part of the kat, and that's the chiddush? That's why he's going to be punished as well. So did you see any rishonim expressing themselves explicitly about this? Rashi and Makkah says something. Let's read Rashi and Makkah together. You tell me what he said. The Bekiva Omer Labash Shlishi. Says Rashi. Don't tell me that because the shlishi is not necessary for the edus to be miskayim, so then he shouldn't be punished. But yasibo din hazama limedcha akosuv shaafu min mekayim edavam. Torah teaches us that even he is part of the Mekayim Edav. How does Rashi understand this halacha? And what? The second way. Reb Akiva is saying that this Gzeres HaKosov, that the Nitpala Ovri Avera is treated like the Mekayim Edav. He's treated like part of the Eidos. He's treated like part of the Kat. even though he's not necessary for the Eidus to be Miskayim. Do you think if he's not necessary for the Eidus to be Miskayim, why should I punish him? Dr. Bakiva, that's the Chiddush HaTorah of the Hekesh of Shnayim L'Shlosha. That because he's Nipala over Avera, we treat him like part of the Mekayim Edavar. Pishnei Edim Yokum Davar, the Mekayim Edavar, the Edim. The Torah is telling us that the Shlishi is viewed as part of the Mekayim Edavar, and that's Gufa, why he's punished. Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shimon could be arguing Gufa about this point. Is the Shlishi considered part of the Karonat? Rabbi Shimon says no, according to Rabbeinu Shmuel, right? Rabbi Shimon says no, he's not part of the Kat, so he's not part of the Kat, why should he be punished? Akiva says no, the Gzeres HaKosev is that even though he's only Nidbal over Avera, he's not necessary, he's considered part of the Kat, and maybe that's why he's not going to be punished. But that's how Rashi learns. But there are some Rishonim who clearly imply Rabbi Akiva does not learn like that. That the reason why the Shlishi is punished is because he's Nipal over Avera. Even though he's not part of the Ikar Edus, nevertheless, we're going to punish him. Because he's attached to the Ikar Edus, he's connected to the Ikar Edus, we're going to punish him, even though he's not part of the Kat. Who implies like that? Who implies such a Shita? That the third one can be punished even though he's not part of the Kat? He's not part of the Ikar Edus? Tosfos seems to allude to such a Shita. That's the part of Tosfos that we didn't read yesterday. The difficult part of Tosfos. So let's all turn to this Tosfos, and then we'll see what the marker for this Tosfos is. Aval ein lefarish. Tosfos offers up one last pshat, three lines from the bottom of Tosfos, and the Ramas below, on Tesam and Aleph. He offers one last pshat that he rejects. But we'll see if someone else has this pshat. Aval ein lefarish lebash lishi lehakel olav greida legam lehachmer olav. Don't tell me, Rebbe Akiva, means to add to Reb Shimon, Lobash, Lishi Lahakal Olav, not that he's arguing against Reb Shimon and saying your halach is not learned out of the Hekesh. No. I'm being mosif on you. Lobash, Lishi Lahakal Olav, Greda. It's not only coming to be Mekel, Elagam Lahachmer Olav, even to be Machmir. But if he's coming to add to Reb Shimon, so why do you need another Shita? I already have Reb Shimon's halach. What is Reb Akiva coming to add? Reb Shimon is agreeing to Reb Akiva. He also holds that Shloshta Nerogin, that all three are going to be punished. But that's only if they're made B'tok Deidibra. Reb Akiva Sova, Shenena Shafagav Shabo Achakach Medinoka Nitbal. Reb Akiva says Nitbal over Avera. The Pasuk was Onash as a Nitbal over Avera. So he holds that the Shlishi is Nenash, even if he's made B'zach HaZeh, he's not made B'toch HaDei Dibur of the other Eidim. Says Tosfos, Ein Lefarish came. Don't tell me Reb Akiva is coming to add to Reb Shimon, that both Reb Shimon agrees to Reb Akiva and Reb Akiva agrees to Reb Shimon, but they argue about how to apply the halachas. Reb Akiva holds that the Shlishi is going to be Nenash, even if he testifies La'achar HaDei Dibur of the other Eidim. Reb Shimon agrees that the Shlishi Taka is going to be punished, but only if he testifies B'soch HaDeidibur of the other Eidim. That's the pshat that you might want to say, says Tosfos. And Tosfos says that's difficult. So we'll get to why Tosfos actually rejects that pshat. But who has this pshat? Reb Shimon and Reb Akiva both agree to each other's halachas, but they're just arguing with how to apply it. They both agree that the third one is going to be punished, but the question is he punished only if he testifies B'soch K'deidibur of the other Eidim? Or even if he testifies La'achar K'deidibur, the testifying B'zerach HaZeh? Who has such a pshat? Tosarash, exactly, Josh. That's the Tosarash's pshat. He says it very clearly. The Odiyeh Shlomer says the Tosa Rosh, Lobar Kosev Lahakal Greda, Ela Afla Hachmir, exactly what Tosa says. The Chitema Rabbi Yishmoel, has a different girsa apparently, it's not Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yishmoel, whatever it is. Chitema Rabbi Yishmoel, Nami Modeh Deshloshta Nairogin. What are you going to say? Rabbi Akiva adds to Rabbi Shimon, maybe Rabbi Shimon, maybe Rabbi Yishmoel, whoever this phantom Tana is, maybe Rabbi Yishmoel agrees to Rabbi Akiva too. Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yishmoel might agree that the Shlishi is Nenash. He is going to be punished. Chitema Rabbi Yishmoel, Nami Modeh Deshloshta Nerogin. Hani Mili Kishabo B'soch K'deidibur 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 K'deidibur. They come B'soch K'deidibur, Reb Shimon agrees that the third one is going to be punished too. Aval Rebbe Akiva, Aval Pishavo Acharei Nenash Kemosa Medinaka Nitba. But according to Rebbe Akiva, even if it's not Pesach Kadei Dibur, the third one still is going to be punished. Why would he argue? The Bakiva adds, and he says, even La'achar Kadei Dibur, the third one is going to be punished. Why? Midinaka Nitba. The Bakiva holds that he's punished because he's Nitba La'ovri Aver. Reb Shimon holds that he'll be punished if he's made Pesach Kadei Dibur of the Kat. Reb Akiva says, no, even if he's made La'achar Kadei Dibur of the Kat, he's still going to be punished because he's Nitba La'ovri Aver. He's attached to the Ovri Aver. So that's how the Rosh wanted to learn. Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shimon both admit to din number two. They both admit that the Shlishi is going to be punished. But the question is, when is he punished? When does he give his Eidus? Does he give his Eidus B'soch K'dei Dibur of the Kat, or does he give it only La'acha K'dei Dibur of the Kat? So comes Tosis and says, that doesn't make sense. Such a pshat doesn't make sense. Since Rebbe Akiva holds of the hekesh of shnayim u'shlosha atchiu shloshtan zomim bevo b'vasachas bevo b'zach hazeh nami akishim hachi ki echi demakesh le'inyin le'onesh kemosa. Rebbe Akiva agrees to Rebbe Shimon about din one, that the hekesh of shnayim u'shlosha tells me that eino eidenas nezom atchiu zomu kula. And he holds, if he agrees to Reb Shimon, he's saying that halacha only in what case? Only if bo bevasachas, only if they all testify besoch kadei dibur. So then how can he say that the second halacha, that the shlishi is going to be punished, applies even la'acha kadei dibur? If Reb Akiva learns the hekesh of shnayim u'shlosha, then he has to compare din number two to din number one. So if he agrees to Reb Shimon that Atchiu Zomu is only Bevasachas, then we're going to have a problem over here. Reb Akiva learns the second halacha to be talking even Bezachar Zeh. If that halacha is talking about Bezachar Zeh, then the first halacha should be talking about Zachar Zeh too. But that's not Reb Shimon. So how can we put these shittas together? Let's also say, let's chart it out. Okay, let's chart this out. What do we have over here? You have the Tosfos HaRosh. You have Tosfos. Two halachas. Atchi Zomu Kulan. And Af HaShlishi Nenash. Onash HaKosev Es HaShlishi. How does the shlishi have to be made in order for these two halachas to apply? So according to the Tosfos HaRosh, how does the first halacha, the din of Atchiu Zomu Kulan, the third aid has to testify when? For us to say that there's a limit on this kat, that until the third one is going to be huzam as well, then no one is going to become an aid zomim. When does the shlishi have to be made for such a halacha to apply? Only when? B'toch Kedei Dibur. Right? B'toch Kedei Dibur. It's Reb Shimon's halacha. Reb Shimon holds that davka B'toch Kedei Dibur, if he's made B'toch Kedei Dibur of the other Eidim, so then we view it as one unit, and then, until they're all huzmu, we assume that no one's made zomim. How about the second halacha, the Af HaShlishi Nenash? When does the shlishi have to testify in order for that halacha to apply, that he's going to be punished? What's the answer? Machlokas, right? According to the Tosfos HaRosh, it's a machlokas. Reb Shimon holds the dafka b'toch kadei dibur, right? Reb Akiva says no. The when? B'zeach hazeh. Why must he say b'zeach hazeh? Why is the Rosh? Why does the Rosh feel compelled to say Reb Akiva will say that even b'zeach hazeh, the shlish is going to be nenash kemosam? Because he has to be different. He has to say something special. If he agrees to everything Reb Shimon says, so what's he being mechadish over here? So it makes sense. Reb Akiva is going to add. So he says that the shlishi is nenash, even if he's made b'zeach hazeh. And the lashon Reb Akiva uses is mashma like that. Which word does he use which is mashma like that? Nitpal. What? Nitpal. Not lahachmer. Nitpal. Right? He's even nitpal over avera. He's just a nitbal. He's not made the token ediva. He's just attaching himself to their aid. Afal pikein, he's going to be punished. So comes Tosis and says, it can't be. It can't be. You know why? It can't be. Because if Rabbi Akiva agrees to Rabbi Shimon about the first halacha, what are you saying? That he agrees that Ein Ha'edim Nasan Zom Machi Zom Kulam, and Mistama he agrees to that halacha the way Rabbi Shimon says the halacha. Rabbi Shimon says that halacha only betokhed edibur, that the shlishi is made betokhed edibur of the rest of the path. If Rabbi Akiva agrees to Rabbi Shimon in the first halacha, Mistama he agrees to him according to his parameters. Rabbi Shimon says that the third has to be made betokhed edibur. So then something's not going to work over here. If according to Rabbi Akiva, the third one can be punished even if he's made b'zachar zeh, so then why shouldn't the halacha v'achizom u'kulam apply b'zachar zeh? It's one hekish. Right? According to Rabbi Akiva, if you say that that din number two can apply even b'zachar zeh, and din number one only applies b'soch de dibur, then there's a stira in the hekish. One halacha is saying that the shlishi has to testify b'socha de'divar, and the other halacha is saying that he can testify b'zecha zeh, and the halacha applies to him. So there's a stira in this hekesh of shnayim l'shlosha. That seems very difficult, says Tosfos. Akarchach, what you have to say is that everyone agrees that the only way that the shlishi is going to be punished is if he testifies how? B'socha de'divar of the kant, b'socha de'divar of the other two. That's what you have to say. This is how the Chachma Shlomo interprets Tosfos. Let's all turn to the Chachma Shlomo, and then we'll look back at Tosfos and read the Tosfos again and see how Tosfos develops. You have trouble with the Tosfos. You can look at the Tosfos Harash sometimes, but you could also look at the Mefarshei Tosfos, the Maram, the Marsha, the Chachma Shlomo. They're always the Mafteach to try to understand Tosfos. What does the Chachma Shlomo say over here? Much easier to read than Tosfos. He quotes the Tosfos. He says, "Nichta betzida perish." Me'achas she'amar lo ba kosev lohakal greida la'af lahachmir. Rabbi Akiva says that the pasuk is not only coming to be mekel, but even to be machmir. He agrees to Rib Shimon's first halacha. Imkein mashma de lohakel eino cholek al Rib Shimon. He's not arguing against Rib Shimon. He agrees to Rib Shimon. The Eino Doresh Lahokel Elo Kishabo Bavasachas. The Lobazachazah. He wouldn't say that to be Megil to say Achi Zomukulam. Right? The Eino Doresh Lahokel Elo Kishabo Bavasachas Lobazachazah. He wouldn't darshin the Hekesh of Shnaim El Shlosha unless the third one testified Bavasachas, unless he testified Besoch Edibra of the Kat. Why is that? Well, if he agrees to Rib Shimon, Rib Shimon's halacha is only b'vasachas. Rib Akiva obviously is going to say the same halacha in the same kind of context. So it's got to be b'vasachas. It's got to be b'soch k'dei divo. If he agrees to Rib Shimon, he's going to have to agree to him according to his parameters. V'lama eno dorish gabi kula b'zachazeh. K'moshe dorish gabi lahachmir me'achas sheshnei b'hekesh. But why is that? Asks Tosfos. If you tell me, according to Rabbi Akiva, the shlishi is nenash, even if he testifies b'zachar zeh after the kat, Rabbi Akiva darshins the hekesh of shnayim v'shlosha. So he's darshining both dinim out of the hekesh of shnayim v'shlosha. So then both dinim should be the same. So if din number two is if he testifies b'zachar zeh, then din number one should also be b'zachar zeh. But then why does he say lebar kosov lehokel olav gereda, which sounds like he agrees to Rib Shimon completely, not only in his din, but in his application of the din, that it's only b'socha de'edibur. Karchach, you can't split between the two. Rib Akiva can't agree to Rib Shimon and say, din number two is b'zach hazeh, and din number one is going to be b'socha de'edibur. That doesn't make any sense to his physicians. So he says, Al-Karchach, it's wrong. Rib Akiva and Rib Shimon both have to agree that the only time that the shlishi is going to be nenash is if taka he testifies b'socha de'edibur of the kat. Okay, this is the way that the Chachma Shlomo understood Tosfos. It's a little complicated. But what emerges from the discussion of Tosfos? There's a machlokas Tosfos and the Tosa Rush over here, right? Rabbi Akiva learns that the Shlishi is Nenash. The shlishi is going to be nenesh. Hakosav onash is anitpal over aver ka over aver. When is the shlishi nenesh aliba de Rebbe Akiva? When? What's the case? The Tosa Rosh says that he can be punished even if he testifies b'zeh achazeh. He's not b'toch hadidi rabbatan. He testifies after kadidi. And Tosa says no. Rebbe Akiva says that he's going to be nenesh only if he testifies b'toch hadidi rabbatan. What's machlokes? What's the Tosa Rosh telling me? What's the chiddush of the Tosa Rosh? What the Tosa Rosh is saying is that the nitpal, the fact that he's a nitpal over avera, that doesn't make him part of the kat. He doesn't have to be part of the kat in order to be punished. As long as he's a nitpal, if he's attached to the kat in some way, he can also be punished. And that's why even if he testifies la'achar kadei dibur, it's bezeh achazeh, la'achar kadei dibur. If he's la'achar kadei dibur, he's not part of that kat. Come on, to be part of the kat, you need a tziruf in the zman ha'edus. The haggadah has to be together. If Rebbe Akiva holds that the shlishi can be nenash, even if he testifies la'achar kadei dibur of the kat, so he's clearly saying that he's punished because he's a nitbal, not that since he's a nitbal that makes him al pidin part of the kat. No, because he can only be part of the kat if he testifies b'soch kadei dibur of the kat. So if you tell me that the shlishi can be nenash even if he testifies la'achar kadei dibur of the kat, you see clearly he's punished even though he's not part of the kat, against Rashi and Makis. But Tosas might agree to Rashi and Makis. Rav Akiva might hold that the shlishi is nenash only if he's part of the kat. If he's nenash only if he's part of the kat, so then when does he have to testify to be punished together with the kat? He has to testify b'soch kadei dibur, because if he's not going to testify b'soch kadei dibur, there's no tziruf between the shlishi and the rest of the kat. So this machlokas, whether the shlishi is nenash, even if he testifies la'achar kadei dibur the kat or not, revolves around that shaila. Why is the shlishi nenash? Is he nenash as part of the kat, so his edus has to be mitzurf to the rest of the kat? Or do you say, no, he's not nenash as part of the kat. He's nenash because he's nitpal to the kat. Because he's secondary, he's attached himself to the kat. So even if he's not part of the ikar edus, he can still be punished. Yes?
So according to Tosfos, what's the chumrah the kid is adding?
Rebbe Akiva is saying that the shlishi is going to be punished as well. Rebbe Shimon didn't say that. You're saying Rebbe Shimon agrees with that? That's the old question. If the Tanoim agree, so then why does each one pick on their own halacha? Right, that's a good question. I'm saying according to Tosis, what? Rebbe Akiva and Rebbe Shimon both agree that Achi is Avakulam and the shlishi is Nanash, but only if he testifies Besoka de Diba. Then what is Rebbe Akiva adding to Reb Shimon? Why does Reb Shimon not mention that halacha? It's a good kasha. What's the answer? Anyone have a thought? Again, Tosfos claimed that Reb Shimon Reb Akiva argued against Reb Shimon. Tosfos themselves claim Reb Akiva argued against Reb Shimon, and he says that the Shnayim could be punished without the Shlishi. That's Tosfos' sheep, right? Earlier in the Tosfos, the Tosfos Harosh wanted to say that both Reb Akiva agreed to Reb Shimon, Reb Shimon agreed to Reb Akiva, but Tosfos himself did not hold like that. So according to Tosis, Reb Akiva is saying that the Hekesh of Shnayim Shlosha is not going to teach me Reb Shimon's halacha. It's not going to teach me that you have to wait for the Shlishi in order to punish the Shnayim. Because once the Shnayim was Zama Mulasas, then we can punish the Shnayim by themselves. So that's probably the Pshat according to Tosis. Okay. Questions? Okay. So we have at least one Shita that claims, that implies, Reb Akiva will hold that the shlishi is nenash not because he's part of the kat, but only because he's nitbal to the kat. The haraya, he doesn't have to testify b'toch kadei dibur of the kat, even if he testifies b'zeh achazeh, he testifies achar kadei dibur, he can still be punished because he's attaching himself to the kat. And once he attaches himself to the kat, then he can be punished as well. It's a tremendous chiddush then, right? Even though the shlishi is not part of the kat of edus, not part of the edim zomim, he's nitbol to the kat. His edus is not necessary, so he's not part of the kat, but he's nitbol to the kat. He doesn't even testify together with the kat, but as long as he's nitbol to the kat, we can punish him together with the edim zomim. Perhaps the most extreme shita, where this idea is most blatant, this idea that the shlishi is punished not because he's part of the kat, but rather because he's nitpal to the kat, he's attached to the kat. The most extreme shita, the most extreme indication of the shita, is the position of the Ritz Geis. Mukhi Yosef in Makkos quotes the Re-Ibn Geis, that's the Ritz Geis. The Ritz Geis has an incredible understanding of this second din. Turn for a moment in packet 4 to page 3. Mukhi Yosef in Makkos says, Va'od Pirish Hari Ben Geis. Let's see this together. Va'od Pirish Hari Ben Geis. The first line is Hashlishi. Dim Huzmu Ashnayim Afal Pishlo Huzam Hagimo Nasu Kulam Zomim. Ritz Geis says that in Huzmu Ashnayim, even if the third one wasn't Huzam, Nasu Kulam Zomim, the Ona Shakosu Vashlishi Shinitba Lishnayim, She'avru Veheidu Sheker Kiyotzi Lahem. And the Pasuk is going to punish the Shlishi. The Pasuk is going to punish the Shlishi with the Onish of Chashazamam, even though the Shlishi wasn't Huzam. Wow, that's a chiddush. No one's been assuming that until now. Even according to the Rosh. No, the Rosh says that the Shlishi is punished even if he doesn't testify B'soch K'tei Dibur of the other Eidim. Right? But does he have to be Huzam in order to be punished B'kash Hazamah? Of course. The chiddush is, even though his Eidus is not necessary, and he testifies L'acha K'tei Dibur of the rest of them, but if he's Huzam, meaning there are Eidim that come and say that Reuven and Shimon were with us, and these Eidim saying, you know, Levi was with us as well, the third Eid was also with us, or maybe other Eidim come and say that Levi was with them, it doesn't matter. As long as the Shlishi is Huzam, even though his Eidus is not necessary, the first two testified at the beginning, and then even Bezach HaZeh, even Lachak they did with the third one testified, the Bekiva says that the Shlishi is going to be Nanash as well. That's what the Rosh said. But even according to the Rush, the third one had to be Huzam. If not, how can we say Kashizama? So up to Ritz Geis, no. The Hekesh of Shnayim Ushlosha might be teaching me that the third one can be Nenash even if he wasn't Huzam. He wasn't Huzam. If Huzmu Shnayim, Avu Bishlo Huzam Agimel, Nasu Kulam Zomim, Vono Shakosu Vashlishi Shinitbal Shnayim, Sha'avu Vaheidu Shaka Kiyotze Bahem. The Lashon Rebbe Akiva uses is Ana Shakosav is Hanipal Over Yaver Kover Yaver. Zokter Ritz Geis Alma Shehabeis Huzmu V'lo Hashlishi. If he uses the Lashon of Nitpal, sounds like he's not an Over Yaver, he's just a Nitpal Over Yaver, it must mean that he's not Huzza. Deilu Huzza Ma Gimel Gam Huwa Yenikar Nikra Over Yaver. Sorry, Nasa Din Gimel Gamuaya Nikra Over Aver. If the third was Huzam, comes the Ritz Geis and says, you can't call him just a Nitpal Over Aver, then he's an Over Aver Mamish. The Bekiva's whole Chiddush is that even if he's only a Nitpal Over Aver, he can be punished the same way. So what must you say? So the Ritz Geis, you must say that the Shlishi is punished even if he wasn't Huzam. Farinasa Din Gimel Kedin Abeis B'tipulo Lohem Lo Bahazamasa. The reason why the Shlishi is Nenash is not because he's Huzam. He's not Huzam. He's Nenash because he's Nitpal. He's attached to the other Eidim. He's connected to the other Eidim, but he's not Huzam. The Ritz Geis is tremendous Chish. But Kiva learns that the Hekesh of Shnayim Ushlosha teaches me that a Nitpal over Aver is ka over Aver. What does it mean a Nitpal? So the Rosh would say, I'll tell you why he's a Nitpal. He's Nitpal because he's not part of the cut. He's not needed for the kat, and he's made la'achak the libur of the kat. Comes the Ritz Geis and says, no, that's not enough. Because if he's still Huzam, why is he a Nitpal? He's an over Aveira then. The only way I can call him a Nitpal is if he wasn't Huzam Bechlal, and that's the whole Chiddush of the Hekesh of Shnayim Ushlosha. that even though the third one is not Huzam, he's not Huzam, he's still going to be punished like the Edom Zalman. Because he's Nitbala Ovei Aver. He attached himself to the Ovei Aver. So even though he's not part of the Kat, of course he's not part of the Kat. According to the Ritz Geis, it's obvious that the Nitbala Ovei Aver is punished, not because Al Pidin he's part of the Kat since he's Nitbala. He's punished even though he's not part of the Kat. Like the other approach. He's punished because he's a Nitbala, but he's not part of the Kat. Why is he not part of the Kat? Would you say, according to the Ritz Geis, he testified l'achar k'dei dibur? Lav dafka. According to the Ritz Geis, he even could testify b'sof k'dei dibur. It doesn't matter. He's still not going to be part of the Kat. How do I know he's not part of the Kat? He's not an Eid Zomein. How can we treat him as part of the Kat of the Kat of Shnayim? The Shnayim become Eid Zomein. The Shlishi is not an Eid Zomein. Of course, he's separate from the Kat. The point is, since he testified together with the Kat, even though he's not an Eid Zomein, we're going to punish him anyway. How can you say we're punishing him because he's part of the Kat? He's not an Eid Zomein. How can he be treated as part of the Kat? Just because he testified himself to the Ediva? Come on. It must be that since he's Nitpala over Aver, we're going to punish him anyway, even though we can't consider him part of the Kat, because he's not an Eid Zomein. That's the Ritz Geis' incredible Chiddush in this halacha. Nitpala over Aver, ka over Aver means that the Shlishi can be punished with the din of Kasha Zaman, even though he's only a Nitbal, he's not part of the Kat. He's not an Eid Zomein. He's not part of the Kat. Nevertheless, he can be punished. All right.
Why is that not the same thing as Shimon just after Tov Kedibur? Shimon, he's also not part of the Kat. If the third one made it Tov Kedibur.
No, Reb Shimon assumes that if it's B'sof K'dei Dibur, that he will be Nenash because he is part of the Kat. Comes to Ritz Geis and says, even if it's B'sof K'dei Dibur, he's not Huzam, he's not part of the Kat, but he'll still be Nenash. Like, that's the whole Chiddush. According to the Ritz Geis, maybe Hitaka is testifying B'sof K'dei Dibur. If you didn't see the rush, you never would imagine he's not testifying B'sof K'dei Dibur. To consider three people together, Stoma, we're assuming that they're all testifying to something they do. One testifies, and the other one testifies, and the third one testifies. But comes the Ritz Geis and says, even so, the Chiddush here, that the Shlishi is going to be Nenash, if he's Nitpal, the Chiddush must be that he wasn't Huzam. Because if he's Huzam, so then why shouldn't he be Nenash? He's not just a Nitpal. He's an Over Avera Mamish. He's one of the Over Avera. He's part of the Kat, and he's an Over Avera, so of course he should be Nenash. Rebbe Akiva's whole Chiddush is that he's only a Nitbal because he wasn't Huzam. So I think the Ritz Geis is the most extreme Shita that seems to imply that the Nitbal, that the Shlishi is Nenash, even though he's not part of the Kat. The whole Gzeres HaKosov, the Hekesh of Shnayim Ushlosha, is not telling me that the Shlishi is part of the Kat, even though his Eidus is not necessary. It's teaching me that he's Nenash, even though he's not part of the Kat. Yes?
But after according to Shimon,
within Tov K'dei Dibur, it's within K'dei Dibur, I'm saying.
Right, but had he not been
Tov K'dei
Dibur, he's not part of the Kat either.
Correct. But I'm saying a bigger Chiddush. I'm saying even if he is B'sof K'dei Dibur, he still is not part of the Kat if he's not Huzam. Why should he be punished as part of the Kat? He's going to be punished as an Eid Zomim even if he's not Huzam. What kind of a strange idea is that? That's the Gzeres HaKosov, Shnayim U'Shlosha. That a Nitpal is punished like the Kat, even though Taka is not part of the Kat. Chaim?
So why is it Nitpal like he needs to be Eid? He doesn't have to even say Eidus.
Because if he's not Meid, so then there's no kind of Tzirif here b'chla. I mean, you have to have some kind of a connection. How can we call him a Nitpal if he's not Meid? He has to be Meid before the Gemar Din. Once the Eidim Zomim, once there's a Gemar Din, And then they become, there's a Gemara Din for the Nidom, and then the Eidim become Eidim Zomim, and then this guy decides to testify. I don't know why he would want to do that, to be Nitpal, to be punished like the Eidim Zomim. But if he testifies after the Eidim become Eidim Zomim, so obviously he's not going to be attached to that. Right? Because once they're defined as Eidim Zomim, he can't be attached. But if he testifies before the Gemara Din, the Eidim testify, and then he testifies. So the Chiddush that the Ritz Geis suggests is that even though he's not Huzam, but because he testified before the Gemara Din, there is some kind of a tziruf called him. He's Nitbal to the Ovei Avera. Because there's that kind of tziruf that he can be connected to them in the Onishtum.
And there's no Maisa, so the only way he could connect himself is to be made.
Right. Right. He has to be made, but he has to be made within the proximity of the Eidim. Right. He has to be made close enough to the Eidim. So maybe he's made b'sochei deidibur of the Eidim. Well, maybe he's made before the Gemar Din. He has to be made close enough to the Eidim that we'll consider him nitfal. Once he's nitfal, so then he's going to be chayiv, even though he's not an Eid Zome. So all of the Achronim ask, how do we, you can talk about the lumdus of the Ritz Geis, that the Nitbal is punished even though he's not part of the Kat, okay. But Tachlis, what's the Ritz Geis saying? How can that be pshat in this Din? That the third one is going to get the onus of Kasha Zomim even though he's not an Eid Zomim? How can that be? Moshe pshat is, he is an Eid Zomim. And we have to just figure out, is he part of the Kat or not? Is he testifying B'sochei deidibur or Achrei deidibur? But how can you say that the Shlishi is going to be punished even if he's not an Eid Zomim B'chlal? What's the Ritz Geis talking about? That's the Tumim's kash. Tumim. One of the Gedolei Achronim on Choshe Mishpat, Yonatan Eibshitz. But the Tumim asks, how do we understand the Shita of the Ritz Geis? How can it be that the Shlishi can be punished if he never did an Avera? He didn't do an Avera, so what are we punishing him for? He wasn't Huzan. So how can we punish him? So comes the Tumim and suggests a tremendous answer. He's not an Eid Zomim, you're right. The Ritz Geis is assuming that the Nitbal Ovi Aveir is Ka'ovi Aveir even if he's not an Eid Zomim. Taka. But he's not scot-free. It's not like he did nothing wrong. He must have lied. How does the Tumim know that he must have lied? He says, I'll tell you how. Naftali, you wanted to say something? Mm-hmm. How did the Ritz Geis know that the third guy lied? Because of a Mishnah in Makkos on that Avraham base. What does the Mishnah in Makkos say? This was a Mishnah that we invoked yesterday. One of the halachas, one of the stringencies of Dina Nefashos is that Eidus Miuchedes is psula in Dina Nefashos. That means if you have one aid that sees the Maisa from one chalon, and another aid sees from a different chalon, a different window, they can't be mitzarif together. If they see each other, then they can be mitzarif together. But if you have Echad Roa Mechalon Zeh Ve'echad Mechalon Zeh, they're not going to be mitzarif together. That's Eidus Miuchedes, separate Eidus, right? Each one is separate, they can't combine together. They have to see each other. It's a Chumr of Dinin Afoshis. That the Eidim have to see each other in order to testify. Dr. Tumim, what's going on in this case? You're punishing the Eidim Zomim. What are you going to do? The Lashon of the Mishnah is that they're killed, right? In the Herogim. The Shlishi is Nerak together with the others. You're killing them. It's Dinin Afoshis here. So if you're killing them, the third is testifying that Reuven killed Shimon. But if the third, by testifying that Reuven killed Shimon, doesn't also say, and I saw the other Eidim, then how can he testify that Reuven should be chayiv? Reuven should be chayiv Misa. If we're talking about a Dina Nefashos case, then part of the Eidus is not just the Maisa that happened, right? The Maisa Avera. Part of the Eidus has to be that the Eidim are saying, and we were there together. We were there together. Each one saw the other. But if they don't say that each one saw the other, then by Dina Nefashos, they're going to be pasul. Dr. Tumim, that's what the Ritz Geis has in mind. This third individual perhaps did not become an Eid Zomim. There were no Eidim that said that he was with them and he couldn't testify about this case. There was no one. So he's not an Eid Zomim. But one thing I can tell you is he is a shakran. He definitely is a liar. Because the only way that he could be considered an aid in this case is if he testified that he saw the two Eidim who became Eidim Zomim. Reuven and Shimon became Eidim Zomim. There's Levi and Yehuda who say, Imanu Hayisim B'makom Ploni, they say that Reuven and Shimon can't testify about this. They're Eidim Zomim. But they don't testify about Levi. Levi was not with them. So Reuven and Shimon become Eidim Zomim. So what did Levi do wrong? I'll tell you what he did wrong. Because the only way Levi could testify about the Dinin Nefashos of this case is if Levi says, I saw Reuven and Shimon there. But if Reuven and Shimon become Eidim Zomim, then there's no way Levi could have seen that. So even if Levi didn't actually become an Eid Zomim, he is a Shakran. He's not completely innocent over here. Zokta Tumim, that's what the Ritz Geis had in mind. Rebbe Akiva learns that Anosha Kosa Sanit Balovi Avekovi Avera, that even if the third guy doesn't become an Eid Zomim Mamish, As long as he's a shakran, as long as he's nikva as a shakran, if he's defined as a liar, then we can taka punish him with kasha zaman. That's the chiddush haTorah. The hekesh of shnayim u'shlosha is that even if the third guy is only a nitpal over there, he's like not an eid zomim. As long as he's a shakran, as long as he did something wrong, he can be punished as a nitpal. He's not an over avera. Right? You might want to ask, but isn't he an over avera then? The lashon of the Ritz Geyetz is what? He's only a nitpal. He's not an over avera. If you tell me he's huzam, then he's an over avera. He's not just a nitpal. But now I just told you that he is an over avera. He's a shakran. So why is he only called a nitpal? The answer is he's not an over avera on the level of the Eidim Zolomon. He didn't violate. He wasn't mazin. That's a much higher level. It's not just an Eid Sheker. But he's in. But they're Eidim Zomim, so at that level he doesn't have. That's why he's only a nitzbal. He's only attached to the Eidim Zomim. But the chiddush of the hekesh of Shnayim Ushlosha is that even though he's only a nitzbal, he wasn't even huzah. As long as he's a shakran, we can punish him with kasha zomim. He'll get the same onish as the Eidim Zomim. He can even get misa. We're talking about dinin nefasho, so he'll be nera kimosa. Naftali.
Well, understand that there's the hekesh between. When do we have this concept of Jean just a shotgun is enough?
Never!
Right.
It's never enough to kill someone, except here. That's the Xeris HaKosav, Shnayim Ushlosha. That being Nitbal to Edom Zomim is a pretty common thing, so you gotta be pretty careful. If you're gonna be Nitbal, don't be Nitbal to Edom Zomim. That's a dangerous prospect for you.
Even if he actually saw, let's say he actually saw this guy kill someone else. I mean, he saw this might happen, and he just wants to make sure this guy gets.
Right, you're pointing out that is the chiddush. Right, according to the Ritz Geyetz, what would emerge is that even if he saw the maisa, as long as he lied a little bit about the maisa, how did he lie about the maisa?
Just that he saw.
As that, long as he lied to say that he saw other Aiden there, right? He wants the guy to get killed so much that he'll say, "Look, these other guys are testifying." I'll say, "Yeah, I actually saw them." As long as he lies to say that he saw the other Edom, then he can technically put to death. It is a chiddush, but again, he's not completely innocent. He does lie that the other guys were there. He shouldn't do that. This is a dina nefashas case. If you want to protect yourself, don't lie. If you don't lie, you won't get into trouble. But once you lie, then you're nifala over avera, and then you're not going to get into trouble. That's the Ritz case. But what emerges from the Ritz case that's similar to the rush, clearly he's assuming that nifala over avera is punished. Not as part of the kaf, but even if he's not part of the kaf. Even if he testifies besochet edibur, but if he's not huzan, he can't be called part of the kaf of Edom Zomim. But he's nitbala over aver in the sense that he lied, he gave an aid to sheker, and once he's nitbala over aver, then he can be punished together with the Edom Zomim. Yes?
Is he dying because of kasha zaman?
No. He's dying because he's nitbala over aver. He's dying because of the hekesh.
Which is a tremendous
curse. Tremendous, but that's the Xeris HaKosav. The Xeris HaKosav is that we treat the nitpal like the Over Avera. Sure, that's the Xeris HaKosav. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Rather than start the next sheep, let's... I'm sorry, question? Yes?
So, how would the Nuki Yosef then view the... between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Akiva, or would you say Rabbi Akiva is adding to Rabbi Shimon?
Rabbi Akiva is adding this point that even if he's not Huzam, even if the third one is not Huzam, he'll still be punished together with the Yedim Zam. Right? That's exactly the Chiddush. So what comes out according to all the Shitas that we've developed? Right? When do we say that the Shlishi is Nanash? What's the case? We have a number of different Shitas here. One possibility is only if he's made besokhede dibra together with the other Eidim. Right? That's one possibility. If you hold like that, then presumably you're saying that the Shlishi is Nenash. Why? Why is he Nenash? Like Rashi in Makis? Because he's part of the Kat. Right? So that's why it has to be besokhede dibra. The Tosa Rosh says no. Rabbi Akiva holds that even Bezerach Hazeh he can be Nenash. It doesn't sound like he's part of the Kat, because if that's the case, then how can he be married Lachakade Dibra? Must be that he's punished even if he's not part of the Kat. But he still has to be Huzan. The Rosh admits he still has to be Huzan. He just doesn't have to be Meir B'Tokhade Dibra. Comes to Ritz Geyes and says, Gora Chiddush, that he doesn't even have to be huzam. So he's also assuming that the shlishi can be nanash even if he's not part of the kat, but he's really going off and saying that the lashon of nitbal is such a chiddush that the only way to call him only a nitbal, the only way to say that he's a nitbal and he's nanash as a nitbal is if he's not an eidzomim. That's the Ritz Geis, his big chiddush. But Lichtin the Ritz Geis, lying in his sheet, there still is that same yesod, that the shlishi is nanash, not because he's part of the kat, but even though he's not part of the kat, the gzeres hakosav, the hekesh of shnayim u'shlosha, links him to the kat, that as long as he's attached to the kat in some way, that he can be punished with the same punishment as the Eidim in the kat. Okay, we'll stop here.